Notre Dame's own, ladies and gentlemen.
Got two new ones, too. You're getting smarter and faster, you know what I'm saying? Smarter and faster.
Ryan, how does this offense, I mean, obviously new offense, how does it change for the offense line? What's different with you guys? I mean, is it a lot different? Is it not different at all?
You know, it's different, definitely. I mean, obviously, you know, there's similar concepts, but, you know, the biggest thing for us is the communication, making sure we're all on the same page. So, you know, that's what we're working on right now is kind of figuring out, you know, where to be and how to communicate that to one another in a you know, at a fast pace to make sure we're on the same page as an offense. So that's really been what we've been working on lately.
How much of the zone system is going to stay,
even? Yeah, I think they've done a good job of, you know, incorporating, you know, what's worked for us in the past with, you know, what's worked for Coach in the, you know, in his past. So, you know, we're excited as linemen. We feel like there's a lot of opportunities, you know, both in the run and pass game. So, you know, I think they've done a good job putting the two kind of schools together.
Obviously, this offense uses a lot of different runs. You have a bunch of different skill sets, I'm sure, that you need as offensive linemen. The zone, you know, you move a lot laterally. It just seems like you have a lot of different skill sets to be in this offense as an offensive lineman.
Yeah, but, you know, I think, you know, we got some good guys here. I mean, I think all of us look at that as a positive. You know, anytime we can broaden our skill set, you know, we're going to take that opportunity. So we get to use a lot of the same skills that we've been using, you know, and Coach McDaniels has you know, really let us kind of, you know, do what's best for us given what he needs, you know, and that's helped a lot and made that kind of transition less, you know, less difficult.
He talked a lot yesterday about the quarterbacks owning a huddle.
For sure.
How are those guys doing? What does that mean?
That means field general. They got to know everything, you know. And they've done a good job, you know. I can see that, you know, young guys are a little nervous. You know, all the young guys are nervous because, I mean, there's a lot going on, you know. And Coach McDaniels is stressing us to learn everything as much as we can. So, but those quarterbacks are definitely field generals. They got to know where the formations are, the motions are, and what we're doing as linemen and who we're picking up.
What's the biggest difference now between Shanahan and
I think it's too early to tell. You know, we're so worried about learning the concepts and knowing what to do that, you know, I think comparisons will have to come, you know, later or even maybe even, you know, after a couple seasons, you know. You know, it's definitely different schedules, you know, but, you know, it's what's worked for Coach and it's what he wants and it's what we'll do, you know, so. But again, you know, I think a lot of the guys, all of us see this as a great opportunity to learn a new set of skills. And anytime, you know, in this league when you can learn multiple skill sets, you know, that only furthers your value as a player and your versatility.
You said two practices now. What's No. Sean look like out there?
I mean, he definitely, you know, looks like a good running back. You know what I'm saying? He's got all the physical tools and, you know, he's just like a lot of us, which is, you know, figuring out what to do. And, you know, once we do that, I think as an offense, you know, we'll be very, very good with a lot of players in there.
You guys look at yourselves as an offensive line strength. One of the strengths. I mean, the fact that you guys played so well last year and everybody's coming back, you got to feel confident.
We hope so. Yeah, we hope so. I mean, I think it's something, you know, I think it's unique when you get all five guys back. You know, I don't think that happens a lot. And we were very lucky to go all season, practice almost all season without injury, you know, and really having all five guys start. So, but at the same time, you know, there's a lot of competition. You know, they drafted some new guys, you know, guard, center, and they brought in some tackles. So that competition, you know, is going to be there so the best players play.
How important is their confidence? I mean, just to have all five guys back.
It makes the transition a lot easier, you know. Casey's kind of our field general out there. You know, he kind of knows how to communicate to each of us, you know, through a guard or through a tackle or something like that. And also, you know, we know our trust level with everybody. You know, we trust each other tremendously. And, you know, we're working hard to make sure that we can be a stable unit, you know, for this offense.
Was there any worry he wasn't going to come back? Last year we were telling him,
we were like, you know, you got to come back, man. You know, we need you. So we were happy once kind of figured out he was going to be coming back. And, you know, I mean, I just don't think you can put a price on that that veteran leadership he has, you know, and that example that he leads by in practice.
What was your reaction when they took the tailback first?
Hey, man, I'm not a GM. I don't know, you know, but I think, I mean, you're talking to an offensive lineman, and we had how many running 12 running backs last year? I mean, hey,
yeah.
We could draft one every round. You know, we'd be fine. So, you know, McDaniels, I think, knows, you know, we believe he knows what he's doing, and it's what he wanted. And, you know, offensive linemen aren't gonna be unhappy with a running back, you know.
You've been lining up against these guys for a couple practices. What's this D-line look like right now?
They look very different. I mean, it's you know, it's been interesting to see the difference, you know, using a lot of the same, you know, using some of the same guys and, you know, supplementing that with the new guys, how different and you know, fast that defense looks, you know. They also seem to know what they're doing a lot. So we got to practice against them, you know, enough to know that we better know what we're doing to make sure that they, you know, they don't get the best of us, because they definitely are flying around. I think they've taken it to heart that, you know, people were ripping on the defense. You know, I mean, I think they've kind of taken that as an opportunity to get better and to shore up some problems that may have been perceived.
Has Nayland been around at all?
No, I saw him at the airport. Yeah, but that's about it. Definitely strange. I mean, for me it is. You know, I think for these younger guys, you know, because he wasn't kind of here last year, it's a little different. But we miss him in workouts. He kind of had a way of bargaining down some of the work we'd have to do in the runs and stuff like that. So we definitely miss him there.
Do you miss the smell of his T-shirt?
No, that's not. I know I was lockers away, and I don't miss that smell. So,
but yourself, you had such a good year last year. Have you taken time to kind of reflect on what you did last year and how well you played? You're really your first year starting.
You know, the way I view last year, I mean, that was for me. You know, I couldn't have dreamt of a better season. You know, that's how I always, you know, anticipated me having. But with that, I know that I made, you know, a lot of mistakes, and I have a lot of room to improve, you know. So my goal is to be better than I was last year, and I think that's the same goal for a lot of guys.
Is it tough because, I mean, you and Ryan played, you know, playing tackle, you know, 3 sacks and 5 or whatever. You set the bar so high. It's going to be tough to live up to that. I mean, is it kind of tough to live up to it?
I don't know. What's that? Left tackle at Tennessee. I don't think he gave up a whole sack all season, you know, and I know John Alt's a guy who's back in Minnesota now. He used to play, I think he went like 3 seasons without a sack, you know what I'm saying? So there have been guys who have done it better longer, and you know, it's something I hope to do and hope to be able to say when my career's done.
Is that it for
Ryan?
Thank you.
I just wanted to ask, with all the changes that have occurred around you, on the line, you know, there is some familiarity among you guys. And how much does that, I mean, do you guys draw on that familiarity as you're going through the different offenses?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, like, you know, again, Casey, you know, Casey's kind of the communicator. What happens when you have somebody like that you're familiar with, the communication can shorten. You know what I'm saying? Instead of saying, you know, hey, we have to go there, you know, so you can just say left or right or something that, you know, is familiar to that person of an instance or an example, you know, that they can remember, and that gets that communication time, you know, cut down, and we can move a lot faster as a unit. So, I mean, that's where it helps the most, is in the communication.
And what are some of the biggest differences between this system and previous system?
I think the amount of opportunities. You know, I think there are a lot of opportunities in this offense, offensively, and you know, I don't even know. There's so many things going on that as linemen, you know, we have to, you know, just worry about the concepts we're doing. And I think everybody off. I mean, you know, talk to any of the guys, they'll be excited. You know, they'll see the opportunities here to further what we, you know, felt that was a good group offensively last year, and you know, that's exciting to think that you can do better than you did last year.
Ryan, when Chris is the quarterback, can you talk about any adjustments, how difficult it is to have the blind side?
Well, my mentality already is never, you know, never lose. Man, if on the blind side, you know, that's really never, ever lose, you know what I'm saying? So they never say never, but that's what you say never. And, you know, you also have to know the trust, you know, I think it's more you want to show you're responsible and you can be trusted as a lineman to your other linemates and the quarterback, you know, and that's, you know, either right or left, but especially when you're on the blind side, you know, I think Ryan did a great job last year, you know, and does a good job of that, and that's the biggest thing.